the state. How
Welcome, 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 everyone, to this stupendously wonderful Monday night event that we really, really are excited about on the FMS platform, Faith Management Solutions Global Informational Communication Platform. And I am more than honored to be a part of this amazing, amazing journey that we are witnessing as we go forward. And for those of you all who are with us in the FB realm, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. For those of you all who have not joined us yet and are intentional to be a part of what we're doing, we're glad to have you. And we're not going to be able to do that because if we do, then we're going to be blocking one of the Facebook imaging devices. There we go. Yes. So, okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Ron L. Thomas Sr. I am here as the voice of reason in the realm of business quality and business association with one purpose and intent: to share with the world a good, solid foundation for something that we call good success. Let's put it where it can show clearly on the screen. Anybody see that? Good success, good success, good success, showing it on all the cameras. Good success is the format and the focus that we are here to discuss tonight. And I'm pretty excited because the FMS platform is building. We're blessed to have with us a dear, dear, longtime friend and phenomenal educator. I see Dr. Forrest Henderson is in the audience with us tonight. So I'm honored to have you with us, Dr. Henderson. And we are looking forward to going forward in this pursuit of good success. But there's also a dynamic program that you and Lady-elect Henderson will be coming on to talk with us and walk with us and again broaden the scope of understanding for the world at large. Looking forward to that as well. Hallelujah. I have to say that it's part of the requiem of truth and honor and all those things that keep us in the place of positivity and love concerning Christ. And so, good success. What is it? What is it to you? What is it? Have you got a lot of money? If you've got a lot of money, but you're missing the honey, then you're missing what success really is. And one of the things that I always do is I go back and I touch on that initial truth. Because in the previous gatherings, what happens with people is they run to one perspective or another of what good success is. Let me share with you again. Success in its greatest capacity, and this is by all of the great minds, all the guys who tell you what stock to buy and how to buy in the real estate market and all those different things. Excuse me, I've been hosting and talking with people all day, so I had about 2 minutes to have some of my sweet potato soup. And right now, forgive me, I've got a person calling in who might be affecting our recording. Pastor, I am on a live. Please join us through the live. Please don't call again right now, okay? Please, thank you. Okay, I know that I'm gonna have to restart this one. You all forgive me. These are necessary things that have to happen because what I learned is when someone calls during a live, we lose the people that were on there. So we're finishing that. Hopefully, wasn't anybody signed on to that phone yet. And we're going to delete that. And we're going to go back to live one more time and pray that we don't get any more callers. I wonder. Let me see here. Let me look at something. You all bear with me. Let's go to airplane mode. Okay. There we go. I think we're in airplane mode now, you all. Yeah. There we go. Let's see what happens now. As you can tell, I'm more of a host. I am not a Facebook technician. So here we go. And we're going to attempt to be live again on this other platform. I now have that phone in airplane mode. I should probably do that for all of our phones going forward. But right now, we're talking about good success. So those things that are meant to be gained don't get lost in our exchange. Okay? All right. So good success, a favor, exemplary, satisfactory, morally sound, excellent, benevolent, generous, honest, and desirable outcome or result. Let me suggest to each and every one of you all to go back to the platform. And if you didn't write that down, because let me tell you what I know, not one person that's going with us has paid the $95 to actually get the Good Success Life-Changing Journal. That's okay. Like I said, if you've got a scratch pad and some notepaper, you can still build your life. Now, the other thing that I'm a little concerned with that is really, really prevalent on good success is the ability to do this, to purchase this book. You may be young, scared, uncertain, basically broke, and you still want to start a business. Go for it. Yes, world, you actually hear Apostle Ron L. Thomas Sr. using the word W-A-N-T. I must be true to the word at the time that I penned the book. I was caught up in the pursuit and the lust of those things that came from that word. But now I know that it is honor. So let's don't get confused. Right now I'm talking to you as a business advisor. And the God that I work for, let me make something clear. In my world and the world that I have with Christ, CEO means child everlastingly obedient. And I'll tell you why that's what it means. Because I did build a company worth more than $1 million with my thought being that I was a chief executive officer. And now understand, like I told another young man who's also in ministry and associated now to the Churches of Spirit and Truth, don't do anything. Go to the back of the bus and sit down in a seat called faith and leave the steering wheel to the Holy Spirit. You've done enough now. You see, all you've got to do is move out of God's way. Well, let me share. Alkaline water with basil seed, cayenne herb, burdock, and dandelion for the kidneys, and of course lemon for the liver. So we're doing some major house cleaning over here. Look at that thing. Someone's microphone is open, please. Someone's microphone is open on the platform, please. Can you help us? Okay, so let's look at this good success. This book right here, let me finish it. This book, you need 7 copies. One for you and 6 for 6 other people that you need to give this book to. Let them read it. And if it makes sense to them, ask them to join your life team. Your life team will equal 7. 7 equals perfection. The first project that you do will equal new beginnings, number 8. And it goes from there. Number 8 will push you into number 9. I'm giving you some homework. Understand the godly meaning of number 7, the godly meaning of number 8, and then the manifestation from the new beginning that happens in number 9. See, I've been the benefactor of this book. If it had not been that a young minister who is now at a hotel with his wife, who I guided with God's help to an $8.5 million company, he would be on here tonight to talk about that. But listen to this. Because of their in the press, what's going on in your life? How good is your life? How well do you know what success is? Or do you even have a clue or an ideal? Let me tell you why that man is not on this platform. Because he's actually going to be able to spend an entire night in the same room with his wife at a luxury hotel for the first time in 6 months. What are you doing to achieve success? That's the question. Because what I get after I'm on here is I get a lot of back and forth. When success moves in one direction, it moves to the right. Only to the right. Success does not ever kind of like do something else. I reserve the right for any person who comes on with us and hears me talking about the circle and circles of success, and then I see you on the internet or any place misquoting me. I do have a right to contact you and make it clear that I did not say what you're saying out of that premise. That's important. That if you're going to quote anything that you see or hear on here, it's better that you send the video and share it with someone else so that they're clear that you don't think you're better than them. They're clear why they're not getting any help from you. They're clear on the things that stop them from coming and supporting what you're doing. It's just that simple. That's what the circle is all about. The circle nurtures itself. The circle cares for itself. And the circle just starts loving up on you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable. Because what, am I actually really accepted here? Absolutely. The circle is open to whoever comes out of the linear mind. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then by Saturday, it's all gone again. And it's back into the hands of the man who you had to work like a Hebrew slave. And I shouldn't deal with cultural things here, but that's the truth according to the word of God. It was not easy for Hebrews, nor has it been for many other cultures who are improperly identified. But this is not a history lesson right now on who's outsuffered whom. The point is that you have to work very, very, very hard in a linear life that goes from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday to Friday, where you suddenly receive alms that are gone before midday on Saturday. And then you're right back hungry to get back to a situation that's not going to bless you or your generations. You must find your place in the realm of circular power, release, and application. Because in the circular realm, you learn about two principles that you haven't ever considered. You know what those two principles are? And I'm going to ask the platform to make sure that this goes into the chat. Decide this day if you live in honor of living money or dead money. Ask yourself, do you live in living money or dead money? Excuse me. Basil seeds are working. Forgive me. Unfortunately, because people are misunderstanding and misinterpreting and definitely not properly applying the principles of the circle as it relates to good success, I see people that are not on here tonight, and I see them in their places, knowing where they should be on this platform right now, understanding what they don't understand. See, when you don't understand something that God put in front of you, you keep going back to it. Now, why do you have to keep going back? Because you keep leaving it. It's there, like perfect love. It's always there. So why are you angry? Why are you upset? Why are you accusatory? Because you're not in the circle. you're a separate entity. Moving through life, waiting to offense, so I can cuss you out and I can tell you off and I can put you in your place because I don't know where my place is. Good success eliminates all of that. Well, but Ron, you mentioned something about living money, man. What's the rest of that? The alternative to living money is dead money. Now, based on the fact that almost everybody I meet, they talk about serving a living God. So if you have to encounter or deal with money, what type of money do you think will benefit you more? Living money or dead money? See, because dead money requires money to be dead. Stay with me. Here's the difference with living money. Living money comes out of the energy that moves in the circle. Once you show yourself to be favorable, honorable, pleasing, virtuous, exemplary, just those few things create your position in a circle. Wow. Was it anything that I said or did that put you in that circle? Or is it who you came to the circle as that gave you positioning in the circle? Let's look further at the circle. The circle is satisfactory. When it's done, everyone's satisfied, not just one. And I would like to ask the platform if we could post up on Ron L. Thomas Sr., if we could post up the sign in to the platform on that screen as well, in case someone might like to come to the live platform, just in case we have any more issues. If you could do that, that would be wonderful. Faith Management, thank you so much. God bless you. And so, being satisfactory, not just for you, but for everyone in the circle, is necessary. Because now we're talking about living money, money that doesn't ever die. Money that when you release it, it released in perfect love with one assignment, to go out in perfect love and gather that which is likened unto you everywhere you travel, increasing in your value and your worth, spreading the perfect love that you are anointed to show as you travel in the realm and the flow of the currency of the community. And return unto me, being increased and multiplied, that as I dispatch you again, your greatness will be even greater. Now, living money will start from a conversation like that, and it will create wealth without you having to reach in your pocket. I'm here to tell you that I've known a whirlwind of wealth with a book that I wrote, not a book that I paid for. I created this revenue stream with my own hands. Pay attention to a spider. You can wipe his net off your front porch with a broom on the way out. And if you don't kill that spider, when the sun shines against your back porch, you'll see that spider again. Not only will that spider have rebuilt his home in less than 8 hours, you'll see that he has food because he designs his net for insects to get tangled when they come near him. Now, if a spider, without any access or information or resource that you have, can rebuild its home in a few hours and gather food, What is it that you cannot do? Well, if I had four arms and four legs, please don't say that. You'd be despicable and somebody would step on you if you looked like a spider, trust me. You do not desire to do that. Let me keep the point here. Because the circle does have humor, though. Why is it even necessary? Why did we sit down on the platform and say, it's time to begin to talk about circles again? Because everybody is moving in a linear manner. That's what happens when you leave. And you're so convinced that you're right. And they built the $8.5 million company. You think he stayed the whole time? He didn't. And he'll come on here with me and talk about this is not a game, and that's not why we came, people. I can't even tell you how much my hourly value is, but I patiently sit with every person who calls me and attempt to leave them in a state and a spirit that will keep them in a circular mindset when they return to their own circle. If you're not at peace in my circle, don't carry that anywhere else, as I've watched it done. Conversations and judgments that are unnecessary, because who on here right now, as I am not paying you, you are not paying me. It's not your requirement to understand how I was able to afford liquid chlorophyll, alkaline water, lemon, basil seeds, and all the good things that are in this glass enriching me to make sure that I stay in a position to circularly continue to drive good and not evil. Anybody remember what's in the circle? The words that are in that circle? See, because I'm in a circle with FMS, I don't have to worry about any more of my inventions being stolen. Thank you, Pastor. You're in the right place now, and I see the big heart that you brought with you. Praise the Lord. But you have got to begin to be in a circle, because you'll continue to think that what you see with your eyes is what's really happening. And that you're really disempowered. You cannot do anything. Okay, please. I'm on air right now. I am live. So just go to the live on Facebook, please, Pastor. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, thank you. Okay, now on this phone, I'm going to sit the airplane, because I'm getting calls out of the continent that people call out of Akublin, where we come from. Yeah, people who are not in the circle think it's Africa. You see, it's not. So I have to go around now and do airplane mode. Because, see, if the circle was turning like it should be, everybody connecting to me would pay attention to, am I about to cause an accident in Apostle Ron's life? I have to speak so that even pastors can hear me right now. How many people, because you're operating outside of the circle, you don't realize that you could kill someone else while you're satisfying your linear pursuit to whatever it is that you're doing. I need for every person on a global scale to consider who's listening to me to tell your friends, if you are partnering and you are coming into the circle of Faith Management Solutions and the Churches of Spirit and Truth, walk with a sense of honor. because we're not like any other opportunity to know God that's ever existed before us. And almost 25 years has gone into this covenant association, which is why myself and Faith Management Solutions, though you didn't see us at exactly 8 p.m., guess what we were doing all the way up to 8 p.m. and beyond that? Managing each and every person that is coming to us in the best way that we can, because everyone is dive bombing the circle and they need what they need when they need it, so that we're not in the place where we need to be for everyone, because the circle is being disrupted. But those of you who are on, and it's unfair for me not to get the other people back. Done. And those people that were on, please go over to the other phone now. Let me do the thing that I have to do with the airplane mode. You all, please forgive me. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And don't get me wrong, I am grateful to everyone who's with us. Let me see if we can go live in airplane mode. On this phone, it won't do it. And part of the program is already up live on or broadcasting on Facebook. Thank you. Yes, I see you, prophetess from Liberia. Thank you. I'm attempting to get everyone else back on board now. So thank you. Please remember Mondays. Let me see. If I turn off airplane mode, they'll let me back in, because blockchain is so quick that when they see an opportunity to close a door now in this particular realm, we'll be going to some different platforms. They close the door, only one phone call, and all the people that were committed to watching on this particular unit get cut off. Let's see what happens. Okay. Yeah, we're not going to be able to airplane mode, so please tell your friends, don't call right now. Praise God. Let's see if we can do a second segue for the rest of this. So I'm really calling people out, because if you don't participate, if you don't invest in seven of these books, which cost $25 a piece, that's what, $175? You're talking to a man who you cannot really count what he's worth per hour. And there isn't any cost. All you had to do was click a button and you are now on live with me to hear the truth. Anyone that was on the other phone has now got to go over. Anybody that was on that needs to be, please look on the other phone, all right? Or come to the platform where we are now on Zoom, okay? We'd be grateful. So getting these seven books helps you to build your life team. With that life team, you're then able to, because listen, the six people that you ask for, they don't ask you how much money are they going to make when they come. The six people that make up my seven-person life team, including myself, already understand that what we're doing is far more important than money, which is why we're doing it in the first place. All of that comes automatically. Automatically, when you start doing what you do in the circle. I hope that makes some sense, that you've got to seek and become a part of a circle. We're inviting everyone who's listening right now, tonight, to become a part of this circle this time every Monday night. we do not schedule things over the Good Success Seminar. Why? Because this good success was promised a long time ago between God and one of his prophets. And that's where the origin of this good success comes from. But of course, the book is written so that it can also be acceptable in a corporate environment. It can be acceptable wherever you are, whatever God you believe or believe in. You do not need to bring that principle to good success. You need to bring faith to good success. That's what you need. And if you're serving a God that's not telling you that faith is the ultimate tool in driving your success, then I don't know. I'd see if I could have a talk with that God. You know, the one I serve, I don't have to talk. I just have to listen and do. And it is amazing what when you just listen and do with our God, what can be achieved. So please, let me put a heartfelt petition out to each of you to first say that I love you, and I know that there's plenty we can do about it. One of the loving people in my circle called me today, or I was led to call. And when I connected with that vessel, in the moment that I think I may have posed a question or whatever it was, but the person loving me as much as they did said to me how they see people seeing me. You know how precious that is? For someone to just tell you the real truth, even though that truth is not a distraction to them, but they love you enough to say, can I tell you why they plan to cut off your ear and hang you on a cross? Believe me, if there had been a man who could have spoken to our Savior that way, but he was gifted because he could hear God and he understood. He had a Judas in his circle, so we wouldn't have to have one. Stop expecting it with me. I am not your Judas. I am your friend. And I'm the friend who Jesus tells everything that he talks, that he hears from our Father in heaven. He made it clear, I call you not a servant, but a friend, because I share everything with you that's holy and heavenly and honest and true. Now, do we have a good time through perfect love on the platform? Absolutely. But at the same time, we know that this is not a game and that's not why we came. We know that there are lives hanging in the balance for every one of you all who are not pastoring. By the word of God itself, at least 99 sheep in your village are lost because you're not being the pastor that you're supposed to be. The things I hear far too often from a Kubelin, which is absolutely not true. People outside the circle refer to it as Africa. But that's the garden. That's the original garden in God's creation. And I actually have people who live in the garden who have contacted me through the ministry world and suggested that they do not have resources. Let me tell you the first thing that you learn so that your circle exists in a truism. On earth, you are chosen as the source of he who sources. You are the earthly source in your circle. Please listen to me. The only reason why you are not seemingly resourced is because you haven't fired the flame of source within yourself. So why dost thou expect that which thou hast not created? Be the source. We're experiencing it right now, because a lot of people coming to us are not part of the doctrine of circles. They're not a part of the doctrine of the churches of spirit and truth in their understanding. And they've told themselves that they exist in something called under instead of over. See, the moment that you listen to us, we'll tell you the truth the first time, because we don't have the luxury or the time. See, you don't know that you're rich already. Not just because of the land that you walk on in a Kublin. You're rich because you own it. Whose responsibility is it for you to reclaim what's yours in love, in perfect love? You got to enrich yourself. You have to enrich your atmosphere and your environment. And that begins within. Stop telling yourself, because you're the first one to start listening in your circle, but you don't have it. I live in a poor village. No, you don't. Not if you're in a Kublin. I've talked to and seen other Kublinites that go viral because they use junk out of the garbage yards there and build miraculous machines that run on solar power in the same continent. Then how much more of an advantage do you need? I have yet to meet one who still lives in the origin of my forefathers in that land, who has a sensible response when I ask them, have you ever considered what it feels like to realize that you've been born in a place and you're kidnapped multiple generations ago against your will, against the will of your great, 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 great grandmother or father? You were kidnapped, introduced into a scenario in which there isn't any plan for you to win, let alone survive. And yet here I am sitting before you, living in a circular awareness, meaning I understand all the rights and privileges that are due to me out of the suffering of my forefathers. Have your forefathers not suffered in the place where you were blessed to be? I would like for someone who lives in a Kublin to be bold enough, before you go to rest tonight, to pick up just a small pinch of that soil and put it in your mouth. I'm in my circle because I need to go home before I leave this planet. That's right. When I left eternity, God sent me here so that I could make my way back home. Am I talking to anybody? See, I know somebody's listening, because somebody is always listening. Because I learned as a child, somebody is Satan. Why do you think so many churches are laden and heavily despondent and dysfunctional? Because there's somebody standing there without a circular consciousness yelling across the building, come on, somebody. Calling unidentified spirits into the circle inside the church. when it was just as easy to say, come on, choir, come on, mothers, come on, deacons, come on, sisters, come on, brothers, come on, children of God. I'm almost completely convinced that my only conversation with the world should be on this platform and not answer any more phone calls unless I know it's someone in my circle. Why? Time is too precious. The ego means easing God out. We do not have time to do that because we're not in without God. Who do you spend most of your time with? I spend my time with the Lord. I was able to sit quietly today as a dear and loving friend. The person, the day I met them, they began to protect me in a very dangerous situation. Could have killed me, but they didn't. They protected me. So when a man or woman calls you from a covenant that strong within your circle, that's a good time to listen because they're calling you in perfect love, the love that feels good all the time. Just in case you don't see it all. Yeah, you don't have to get offended. You don't have to start defending your actions or anything like that. I have one question. Tell me that what you're describing about people is not what I've ever done to you all. The answer was, of course not. You know, I'm just pointing it out just in case you're not seeing the after effect. You know, I'm living the after effect right now and didn't tell this person anything about the number of people who are not on this platform tonight because they didn't hear what's involved in good success. Is the end result wealth? Absolutely. But if you do it for the money, you're going to hurt, maim, and kill a whole lot of people. Like what's going on over in what the world calls Africa. I'm going to call it a Kugelin. I'm done with that word. It's not true. A people cannot be named after one man who is not biblically known to begin with. If everybody's not known as an Abramite, and I know they shouldn't be known as a Afro whatever it came from. I'm just going to leave that alone because we're in a world of cultural authority and supremacy. A world of children who liked guns and tanks and missiles and all that when they were kids and just couldn't break the habit after they became 6 feet, 7 feet tall with beards and all that, and they still got pull-ups on, playing games and causing the lives of people to be destroyed as though they be God, heaven forbid, for what Christ would be in us now. I'd love to just walk you all through good success, but the aftermath and the residue of misinterpretation, the fact that most people cannot listen until they hear because they're so overly inundated with noisome pestilence. Oh, child, go somewhere and sit down. I saw a gentleman do a heartfelt dispensation on the TED Talks, in which he cried. You don't see people with doctorates cry. He cried because his research showed him that the average child in America, allegedly a first world, super whatever, even here, the average child and cultural circumstances, of course. The supremacy children get a whole nother direction. The average child in the US hears NO 500,000 times between their ability to interpret words. Oh, wait. From the point they begin to spell, words until they graduate high school by age 18, they've heard NO over a half a million times, over 500,000 times. And talk about being something like a, what would you call it? A percentage? 10%? The same children who hear NO over 500,000 times. And I'm talking to you because you live in America. Only 50,000 times in the same period are those children gifted to hear the word yes. You don't understand why you're failing. You don't understand why you're living in a linear lifestyle and you become offensive to the thought of a circle, to the point that you get angry with the person who brought you to the consciousness of that circle and nurtured that circle with you. And honestly, just to always keep it real, I went to a person who was in a circle association, but used a linear approach and got what they were looking for and was angered because I had to say, listen, as long as you realize that that was not honoring the circle, that's important. See, because when everyone doesn't benefit in the circle to the fullest degree, it's not a circle. I don't even know what that is. I can't describe it for you because I don't ever desire to live in a life that is not based on the principles of good success, which automatically creates the circle. Everybody get a good look at this. Oh, wait. Wow. Let me see. I've got the shirt. Look what it says in the circle. I hope it's able to focus on the international platform. That says continuous prosperity for all humanity in a circle. As soon as you get finished with all humanity, it goes right back to continuous. It was also a misinterpretation that a person can choose who's in their circle. You cannot. When those six other people read these books and you don't, they don't come back to you and say, oh my God, that's amazing. They just come back and say, well, I think I need to give this book back to you because I don't get it. Did you choose them or did they unchoose themselves? Because listen to me. As God willing, what you see and hear out of this being 100 years from now will still be true about circles. Hey, please don't call right now. What this book represents will still be true 150, 200, 300, 400, 500 years from now. It represents power. It represents positioning. It represents the ability to change everything in your life. Without a business loan. Oops. Oh, let me do this. I cannot get drawn into that whole linear world again, where everybody just gestures just like this before you even get to them. You haven't even asked the question yet. They already like, yes. Circles give you yeses. And let me get to the part for why you don't have, you claim out of your own mouth, resources or access to resources. That's because you haven't become the source yet. The moment that you become the source of your circle, you immediately begin generating resources. Isn't that powerful? That's amazing. Up in here, up in here. That's right. I'm not a banker, but I'm here to tell you, you can bank on what I'm saying. And you can hit the corner pocket every time. If you're a billiard player, you don't have to be a gambler to be good at pool. You just have to understand the power of the circle and the confidence that it gives you to do something that hasn't ever been done before. Do you think the man who built that $8.5 million Homeland Security company before the circle formed between he and I, do you think that had he not read this book, that maybe he still wouldn't have done it? The other thing that's necessary is stay with your circle. Don't continually get benefited and then get an attitude and make a lot of accusations in turn from your circle. Because you know what? People in the circle know that they didn't put you out of the circle. They know that you left. See, that's the beauty of the circle. The circle always collectively knows the truth, which is why most people don't live in a circular lifestyle, because the truth they think is persecution. The truth is what sets you free. The truth is what gives you life and vibrancy and understanding and creativity. The truth helps you to see something that is actually happening that can begin to happen over and over and over again in life, not just for you, but for everyone who's attached to you. You cannot live in a circle and keep entertaining the curse of imagination, which is exactly what that is. Even as you listen, leave it alone. He loves me. He loves me not. He's angry with me. He's not angry. He's looking down on me as though I'm someone different or not as good as him. Leave all that noise. Lock it in the closet and come back to the screen so we can talk about love. We can talk about perfect love. We can talk about the fact that you don't need money if you're intending to live a life that's filled with living money. See, living money in a positive, circular atmosphere will create its own presence for you. It will become the resource to your source. Can I tell you that this did not come out of a book? It came out of silently sitting before the Creator, having hushed all of the noise. Oh boy, you crazy. You 13 years old, you can't start a lawn care business, delivery business. What, are you crazy, son? Jeff Bezos, mom and daddy didn't tell him that. And I'm not saying my parents said anything like that to me. My parents taught me that one of the most valuable things that you will ever have to do in your life, son, is sell yourself. What they meant is you have to speak to people so that they are capable of believing you. Because if they don't believe in you, son, you're only perpetuating the fact that they don't believe in themselves. Yes, I'm on here to compensate for your inability to believe that there's greatness in you. I'm on here to hold this document up, not because it represents the $10 trillion I thought I was going to make off of a book that creates and changes your whole life. I'm on here because this book actually has done that, and I need to keep convincing people that you can do that. But you're going to sit on here and make all kind of assumptions that if you right now don't have $175, that I'm like all the other guys that get on here and attempt to talk you out of your money. You don't have any money. Why do you think I come on here? In your perception, you are broke. Did you notice that I was intentional to say broke, but not broken? Anybody on here, I know it's not broken. So now that you are still a circle of power to be reckoned with, let's get you unbroke. Yeah, let me show you what the circle does. You contact Faith Management Solutions, or you contact any number that's available to you. I hope they'll put the 708-932-5700 up on the platform. And you have a conversation with me. It'll have to be short, but if it's necessary, I will pay the fulfillment cost and send you your 7 books. I won't sign them though. None of those books will get signed until you prove what I'm saying to you. And as soon as you create your first living money, there's my request. Don't hoard it. Send it to me. Wouldn't I deserve it? I'm offering an investment into you, and you don't think you're worth it. Well, I think you're worth it. So I'll send you your 7 books so that some 7 book opportunities can be out here. Because I've been on here, what is this, the 4th or 5th Monday? And not one person has bought the 7 books. See, I'm always going to tell you the truth. Now, if I was doing this for money, you think I'd still be sitting here talking to you? This thing is so serious. Listen, just the other day, I made some sweet potato soup. Why? Because in the circle, the word sweet potato soup came up. I haven't ever tasted with sweet potato soup. But let me tell you something. After I made that sweet potato soup, I had to go out on the balcony. Hey, get away from here. You're not getting any of this soup. No, teasing. But that soup is good. I left my sweet potato soup sitting over on the counter to come over and talk to you. You better know you're special. I could be working on getting that sweet potato soup in stores all over America right now, but I'm on here talking to you. And please don't be like, can you please put in a bowl of that soup with my books? Hallelujah. Because if it doesn't, anybody step up now. Because yes, you created an atmosphere that you're just basically, I think it says, broke. doesn't necessarily mean you don't have any money. But in your perception, remember, living money creates money. Dead money creates more bills. Dead money goes for your, you know, your prescription to keep you feeling positive and alive. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a group of guys that wear white coats, and that's their purpose, is to help you understand how much more you need prescription drugs than alkaline water and liquid chlorophyll. So yeah, the circle goes. Matter of fact, today, the wonderful person who spoke to me in love, just so I know what I was already experiencing and have seen, which is why I was just about to be, meet me on the platform. Because the aftermath of the things that you're suffering, you're causing somebody else to miss out on something valuable, because you have to have the understanding of your doctrine at a place that was already set up. It was already in motion. All you had to do was come in and find your place. I have a dear sister. I love her so much, waiting for her to come back to the fold. And one of her major comments to anybody who would walk in and we were talking or doing something, interrupting, which would normally be a kid. So she coined the phrase, "Hey, you, get in where you fit in, shawty." Yeah, don't be shorty. Don't be the one who always comes in and interrupts time, because you own it. Time belongs to the Lord. And what little brief measure each of us have. You think I don't know that I'm already gone from this place? And my body is just catching up with my next journey in the outer realm, beyond time, and the confusion that men bring with it. And why? Because they need you contemplating your feelings while they're robbing the ground that you sit and walk and sleep upon, and telling you that that robbery is rightfully theirs to do to you. Away from accusations and bitter conflicts and accusations, finger pointing, assumptions, bad feelings, and charges that are not true. I'm known as my son. I spend a lot of time right there with the one who calls me my son. Why? Because it's peace, because it's joy, because it has nothing to do with the problems and the issues that people say exist in time and go out of their way to prove to you that they think you're their problem, that they're assured that they have issues with you. Wow, excuse me. Faith Management Solutions and the Churches of Spirit and Truth, we've left room in the position of the circle called love, not just love, perfect love, a love that feels good all the time. And as soon as I start talking about it, I just start smiling. Wow. Hallelujah. I'm telling you all, if I had known about perfect love in my infancy, I would have gone straight from pull-ups to perfect love. I would not have stopped in a world that's bitter, angry, and deceitful. A world that, you know, dear and very close friend said to me today, said, "It's so interesting how when you first meet people, they're so kind and attentive, and the longer you know them, the more that they treat you unkind and unfairly." That's not true in my circle. The person who called to have a love conversation with me today, let me finish that, said to me, "Wow, so liquid chlorophyll, huh? You know I've been drinking alkaline water, but I didn't I'm gonna have some liquor for coffee when we talk again. We're helping one another. It's the circle that tells us to help each other. It's the circle that tells us to speak to one another. The circle of life and life more abundantly. Isn't that wonderful? Anybody else join me with a smile? With everything you think is out of order, you did one thing right today. You came to the platform of the good success journey, and you are in a better place, whether you realize it in the moment or not. Trust me. And if you can keep making it back to this platform every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time in the USA, hallelujah, things will continue to get better. Please hear me. I don't know if there's a question out there. Is there any way to open up for questions, Rabbi, or in the FB realm, if anyone has a question at home that you would like to put on the screen? I'll see if I can read it. Are there any questions? Or did everybody fall asleep? I know the music can, it's really kind of comforting, you know? Okay, I guess there aren't any questions. So, does anyone have their 3 to 10 words that identifies their life mission statement? Because that was the other thing that we covered. Life mission statement. More than 3 words, or 3 words or more, but less than 10 words. You know, I think we're going to have to start charging for this, because hopefully there's some participation out there somewhere in the world. I heard our following numbers are really growing up. So we'll see. So I don't know if there's any way, Faith Management Solutions, that we can get that word out to people to see if they will either call or maybe send their life's mission statement to the number you just posted up. If we're ever going to really get going, somebody's got to start participating, because all of us are already in the circle. All of us are already proving that we're the source that then generates the resource that we all become to each other. Had a very, very wonderful individual to become part of the circle today. You see. Great, great, great. Because you know what? I deal with a lot of different situations and circumstances. So does Faith Management Solutions. You don't have any idea how many things are dealt with on these platforms. I just sent documents to the platform right before we came on the air. Is there anyone out there that can make a comment or an observation about what we've covered? I don't know if Dr. Henderson is still with us. It'd be nice to be able to unmute him and see if he's willing to send in. Let's see what he said. I can't really see it. Dr. Henderson, you're more than welcome to unmute and just whatever you had on the screen there, and just share it with everyone. Are you in a position to do that?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Welcome,
one of those
brother.
Rare occasions, folks. So listen up. What'd you say, sir?
I was simply stating that I believe my mission statement is to teach, mentor, and prepare for the return of the kingdom.
Wow. Did everybody hear that? He said his life's mission statement is to teach, mentor, and prepare, Dr. Henderson?
Yes. For the return of the kingdom.
For the return of the kingdom. That's less than 10 words. See, that's a statement that wherever he's at, if you shake him out of his sleep, because the boat has a storm, and he can remember his mission statement, the storm has got to yield itself. That's why you need a life mission statement, because from that life mission statement comes everything that you do. Your life mission statement supersedes everything that you feel like, well, if I had just done this or done that. I was told to go to Harvard. Didn't make it, but the BioStrand Institute, if it were recognized by people as is the academic achievement of Dr. Henderson, were to read the infrastructural in truth of that foundation, that institute. You see, that's what people don't understand. That's why men and women all around me are now entertaining long-term illnesses and diseases. The men going bald, the women now wearing hair weaves, because they do not understand that for 7 years, the BioStrand Institute, Dr. Henderson, came into effect. But I don't have to have this conversation with Dr. Henderson, because if you look in the cupboards, in their beautiful palatial home in a territory that I will not identify, because that's not part of the circle for me to tell you his personal, where he lives and how he fortifies his life. But trust me, there's BioStrand in his encampment and in his temple. Why? Because it's a source of life based upon institutional searching and understanding. You see, those who have to create something that didn't exist search. We don't research. See if you can grab a hold of that so that you can become the source in your circle. What do we see here?
Healing within.
Yes. And it's a source of healing from within. Is that what you're saying, Rabbi? I think that's what I saw. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, and so it is that, oh, the energy that, and the conversations that move in those of us who live in the circular power of understanding the integrity, the exemplary, honorable manner in which we approach everything. Everything. We actually live this. Continuous prosperity for all humanity. I'm going to open up the circle just a little bit. One of the gifts that Dr. Henderson possesses, he doesn't, that circle, I don't think he has active right now. But you know how God says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? If Dr. Henderson entered a circular contract with you and your life is threatened, I can tell you that through the integrity of this man who knows how to interpretate and properly interpret the mind of a villain the mind of a killer. You will not get killed on this man's watch. How do I know? Because the very day that I met him, and for the next 7 days after, this man, without negotiating a contract, he saw people that had me at risk in a place where I was there to help them. And he immediately stepped into position, and you can see me on the screen today, because Dr. Forrest Henderson went into protect mode. I'm glad to say that didn't anybody die at his hand. You need someone in your circle that knows how to dissuade your opposition without having to actually kill anyone. That's as much as I'm gonna say to you about Dr. Forrest Henderson. What I will ask him to do is come back on the platform long enough to just say to everyone that I love you and there's plenty we can do about it. Dr. Forrest, do you mind adding that statement to the platform? Still with us?
Yes, it wouldn't allow me to unmute. But absolutely.
All right, you guys, this is Dr. Forrest. You don't need to get in his sights. Let me stop. Okay. Dr. Forrest.
No,
could you share that truth?
With what?
The truth that lives among us. I love you, and there's plenty we can do about it. Could you just say that just for a minute?
Absolutely. I love you, and there's plenty we can do about it.
Now listen, how kind and gentle this man said that.
Absolutely.
You got to understand something. Did someone say something?
Oh, I did. Okay. Rabbi.
Okay. Were you going to add to that, Rabbi, please?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everything in the whole subtleness. It's just walking in that kind of glory in that circle is nothing like it. Not walking alone.
Oh. Yeah, when it comes to life protection, these two men right here, don't even think about it. You don't desire to hear their stories or how skilled they are in making sure that if someone is under their protection. And that's just part of your circle now. At least you're aware of it, even if you don't advantage yourself in it. You are part of something far greater than you've ever considered yourself worthy to be a part of. And what are you doing with it? There's the question. Because you're your kind men. Meet a man, and the first day that you meet him, he says, where? Oh, please, not right now, evangelist. Pastor Gill, I am live internationally. Whenever you see me live internationally, just come on the platform. Do not call me. Just come on the platform, okay, Pastor? Because you just interfered with the broadcast and it's been lost. So whenever you see me live, please just go on the platform. Don't call, okay? Love you. Live. Lord, I need you all to see and understand what not being in aligned with the circle. I am live right now, and I can talk to you after. I'm attempting to get back to my live. Bless you. Talk to you soon. Live. okay for the ones who know it. They know to come back on a different phone, but at the very least, they will at least be able, hopefully, to see the rest of the broadcast. And really, hopefully, at some point, okay, Pastor Michelle made it back. So there is, people are starting to get wise in the FB realm of how to stay with the program. We're going to make sure that what we need everyone to do is at the 708-932-5700, send your phone number so that we can make sure that we send you the ability to sign on. And eventually, hopefully, the word will get out. Don't call. But we'll just probably have to just get off of Facebook and stop, because this thing is going viral and there are people calling from all over the world. They don't consider the time and they don't consider the courtesy of circular living and thinking. And see, a text won't interrupt it, but when you dial in, it breaks the SMS. It cuts across the internet, and it just slices the communication. So anyway, we've had a good hour together, more than an hour. The time is, I asked Pastor Michelle to bring a fire extinguisher so we could just slow time down a little bit and put the fire out. We've been blessed to have Dr. Forrest Henderson on with us. And I'm not even going to tell you all exactly what program he and his wonderful, I almost would like to call them twins, except they represent a new man together in a wonderful marriage that they worked very hard to gain. And I am sad. I can't even give words to it. I get all tied tongue. It's such a beautiful love and a beautiful opportunity. Now, that's interesting because, well, it's not really interesting that the rabbi could get back on. This man has more doorways and gateways to understanding. And I tell you, it's wonderful. You've got to grow your circle. That's what's necessary. You have got to grow your circle. You've got to get connected with people who are connected to people that are connected to people. That is what the power of the circle is. And whatever it is that you are attempting to do, whether you step all the way into the circle or not, gleaning in the circle realm will make your situation go that much faster. But if you don't have the full support of the circular principle of understanding of continuous prosperity for all humanity, all you're going to do is come in, rob the circle, go left, throw everything out of sync, leaving with an attitude and a bunch of false accusations that everybody knows you're making stuff up. This is a circle of life, and life more abundantly. Will there be men who are qualified within these circles to do other than that? Believe me, they are life protectors. They are my overwatch. And you cannot go through life without people that can see trouble coming at you from a distance and deal with it before you get to it. You shouldn't even know you had trouble because of men like I am with. And you need to be with me as I'm with them, and we be together in what we are doing. And please don't hear me like I'm saying we're threatening anyone. We are not. We are walking in perfect love. You heard the voices of both of these two men. The last thing you'd think is that they're my overwatch, if I didn't tell you. But if you don't begin to understand exactly what's going on, what the power of the circle is, how will you ever seek it out? A lot of people went absolutely bananas mad over a book called The Secret, only to find out that there wasn't any secret. Spent hundreds and thousands of dollars chasing that whole thing to find out that the secret isn't a secret. Well, you're not going to be chasing anything. You're not going to be on a one-way journey to a place called perdition. I'm going to show you the symbol again of the power of good success. Oh, let me show you the official good success emblem. When I spoke about these gentlemen as my overwatch, look at the positioning of this. Do you see good success in the middle over on Facebook? You see good success in the center. And what's written in the perimeter and in that circle of power is continuous prosperity for all humanity. But success is represented by all of the things that are in you hidden because you don't know the power that you really represent. Remember, you heard N-O over a half million times and only heard Y-E-S 10% of that. Because God does so much with so little, there are actually people who only give 10% of what they earn. Well, as of this month, I have committed 90% of everything that I receive to the church. Why? Because God cares for me, and I care for the Lord. Let me do the 10% for a while. You see? Yeah. See how God feels. When you make a landslide and then send the Lord some chump change, it's amazing, I tell you. The arrogance of a people who don't understand that they are the source. And I'm not just talking to brown people. I'm talking to people of every cultural consideration. That's right. You're considered with us. The circle is not rude. The circle is not excluding. We don't exclude people. We're inclusive and conclusive. We prove that you have value. Isn't that wonderful? And we can stay right here because the circle is that powerful. We can stay right here. What I would suggest to you is that on next Monday at 8 p.m., depending on how many people that come at me in the course of a day who refuse to accept the power of the circle, I might not be on at exactly 8 p.m., but if I were you and you were me, I guarantee you I'd be in that waiting room. Before I saw my face, I saw that face on the screen, I'd be in that waiting room next Monday. 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's important. It's not just important for me. I already live in a circular expression. I understood a sourcing was necessary 39 years ago, and I went, led by the I Am, and gathered all of the information as I searched. Remember, he who is circularly effective will search. Then the research belongs to those who come after you. But if you research for what you think you're about to give to the world, it's like in music, you're not going to outsing the original singer. You know, you do a nice version. When it's all said and done, the royalties go to the first singer who wrote the song. You can sing it 10 different ways a Sunday. The same is true with creation. You have the ability to create. Do you know that? I see some prayer requests for ministries. We'll do with that in the appropriate realm. God bless and be with you. I see the request. This is about your power in the circle. This is about the promise that God made concerning good success. The way I pray for pastors and they pray for their churches. But those things will be given to you and your understanding should you decide not to judge us and walk away. Different conversation for a different day. Thank you all for joining the Good Success Life-Changing Journey. We're glad to have you. We'll be back next Monday to do more than we've done so far. Because believe me, until we see some activity from somebody, until we see and hear, one of the greatest things that I do have is now the full and complete knowledge of the life, the mission statement of Dr. Henderson, because we had not discussed it. But he is one of my closest and dearest friends because he has one. The moment that you create the value and the purpose for why you live, listen to me, everything changes. Now, these men both have access to microphones to cut in and say, well, I don't know, Ron. I don't think everything changes when you come into a circular awareness. It does. Even you don't have any choice in the matter. And you'll know that you're in the best place you've ever been because now you're part of the circle. It's been great. And we'd love to have you back with us next Monday. Excuse me, next Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, here at Faith Management Solutions. We'd like to thank you. We say blessings and good tidings to you. And we'd like for you to remember continuous prosperity belongs to all humanity, and you can help be an intricate part of that, first for yourself and then for those who are with you and the generations to come after you. We're very serious about what we do here, but we enjoy it because we have the gift of perfect love, the love that feels good all the time. And I see that Rabbi has put the link direct to the Zoom platform into the feed on both of these platforms on the FB channel. So please be encouraged to look in with us next Monday. If you don't have the Zoom platform, then contact either Faith Management Solutions or myself, okay? And we'll get you connected and get you into the circle. And then the rest is up to you and God. Isn't that wonderful? We're not here. Not like that. I'll tell anybody. Hey, I think my boss. And if they don't come off the cross, don't call them boss, please. There's only one worthy. Oh, I don't know if you can hear me yet. Come on here. That's right, Pastor. All we need is love. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Because it's all intertwining. It's all intertwining. And there's one other, thank you. There's one other thing. What are you bringing into the circle? Answer that question for yourself before next Monday at 8 p.m., along with figuring out your life mission statement, which is more than three words and less than 10.
Well, you know, you said that guy is a doctor. It was probably easy for him to get, you know, his life mission statement.
I beg to differ. A human being just like you. Don't penalize him because he has the ability to stay focused and master the educational systems of this country. And stop telling yourself you're stupid There's one cardinal rule about English and learning how to gain degrees in America. You just have to keep going back. Because the teaching system in America is so arrogant that they only ask you what they told you. Now tell me that's rocket science. All you have to do is say back to the teachers what they said to you. You don't have to be creative. You just have to say what they said. And you'll get a degree. The value of the degree is based on the quality of the person who holds it. Because I can tell you that Dr. Henderson, Rabbi Arnon, myself, and almost every other person that is a part of our circles has had to face great challenges. Great challenges. Yeah. So don't own the corner on pain and suffering. Shame on you. For it only belongs to one. You won't ever know the pain that went forth in perfect love for you, in quiet silence. Another example. Stop talking inwardly and outwardly, and you might see the value of being in a circular life. You might see the value. We love you all. It's time to go. We've been on for an extended period tonight. You got the bonus round. Dr. Henderson, God bless you, man. If there were words to really express the measure and the foundation, the capacity and the fullness of the love that I have for you, man, and all that are with you, especially that wonderful lady elect, Sister Aisha. Praise the Lord, prophetess, evangelist, extraordinaire. In some ways, pastor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for she leads and succours many. Thank you all. Rest well tonight. And we'll see you next Monday at 8 p.m. at the Faith Management Solutions platform. And if we're still in the FB realm, you'll see us there too. Otherwise, wow, that's really ironic. Be there or be square. Have a great night. We love you. The Lord be with you all. Good night. And good news.